W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News Now, I'm Derek Dennis. Police in Tennessee say a 28-year-old Nashville woman opened fire in a private Christian school, killing three adults and three children before police arrived and shot and killed her. ABC's Pierre Thomas says mass shootings in this country have reached epidemic proportions.
We're now seeing mass shootings defined as four or more people shot and or killed in a single incident, now becoming a part of the national norm. So far this year, 3 months into the year, there have been 128 mass shootings. Same period this time last year, 112. So this is an ongoing issue. It's not only a law enforcement issue, it's becoming a public health issue because in one of the recent years, death by gunfire was the leading cause of death of young people in this country.
Police say they believe the shooter was a former student. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will pause his controversial plan to reform the judiciary, saying he wants to avoid civil war by making time to seek a compromise. This is ABC News. More protests in France today. Demonstrators are angry over the government's plans to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. A warning about the latest health trend on TikTok.
Well, it certainly sounds promising.
These honestly might have just changed my life.
That woman on TikTok singing the praises of ashwagandha, an herbal supplement grown in Africa, believed to help with stress and anxiety.
I just was more mellow and more nonchalant.
However, some people say when they took it, they felt detached, tired, and nauseous.
The ashwagandha is working. I think it's working too well.
ABC News medical contributor Dr. Stephanie Widmer says the side effects others experienced included
emotional blunting and lack of finding pleasure in just everyday daily activities.
Like other supplements, ashwagandha is not regulated by the FDA. You should talk to your doctor before using it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A small study finds that drinking at least one cup of coffee per day might make you move a bit more, but you'll likely get less sleep. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Lawmakers appear more united about taking action against the owners of the TikTok social media app. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher tells ABC's This Week that the CEO's testimony last week did nothing to quell privacy concerns. The special election for Wisconsin's 8th Senate seat will have statewide implications. A Republican Senate supermajority could launch impeachment proceedings against Democrats from Governor Evers to Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm.
I've already called for his resignation. The judges, the circuit court judges, I think have failed the community by releasing or not having a high enough bail on these criminals.
Republican Dan Knodel is running against Democrat Jody Habersh-Simkin. Both candidates were on Upfront yesterday. In sports, the Bucks are at Detroit tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's your Get Your Ass Back to Work Monday edition, Dom. But I'm going to a show tonight, Charlie Barron's, presented by Civic Media, Comedy Club on State. If you don't have your tickets, you're going to have to listen to the live taping of the Cripes Cast next Saturday at noon, all across the Civic Media Network. And Dom, Dick brought up the word woke. You know, I don't like hanging my hat on the word woke. I don't like the word. I don't like the left or progressives being characterized as woke. But something that I find interesting, new polling out and a little column opinion from Eugene Robinson at the Washington Post. Despite the GOP backlash, wokeness is winning, Tom. Wokeness is winning. We shall see a little bit from the polling and the opinion column of Eugene Robinson. Wokeness is winning, according to an illuminating new poll that should, but probably won't, make Republican politicians wary of hitching their wagon to anger-fueled cultural wars. The survey conducted this month by the nonpartisan research institute, NORC, at the University of Chicago, with funding, wait for it, from George Soros. No, just the opposite, from the Wall Street Journal, Dom. Found that on several hot-button issues related to wokeness, air quotes, substantial majorities of Americans believe our progress toward inclusion and diversity is on the right track. On accepting people who are transgender, 56% of respondents said our society has been about right or has not gone far enough, which should be lumped together as the woke position, in my view, that of Eugene Robinson, because they accept or welcome the way attitudes have changed. What I would call the anti-woke view, see the Waukesha can't play the Rainbow Land sort of view, Dom, that we have gone too far in accepting transgender people. That is held by 43% of those surveyed. And it just gets more woke from there. On promoting equality between men and women, 86% took the woke about right or not gone far enough position, as opposed to just 12% who espouse the anti-woke gone too far view. On accepting people who are gay, lesbian, or bisexual, the poll found respondents to be 69% woke versus 29% anti-woke. Don't say gay. on business taking steps to promote racial and ethnic diversity. Woke beat anti-woke 70% to 28%. And on schools and university taking steps to promote racial and ethnic diversity, wokeness ruled once again, 67% to 30%. Even on the subject of pronouns, this one I've taken some issue with, Dom. Just call me Crudy. But even on the subject of pronouns, which GOP demagogues have sought to shift from grammatical realm to the political, 58% of respondents were neutral, I would say that's B, or favorable towards the practice of specifying he, him, she, her, or they, them in emails, on social media, or in conversations. 42% were unfavorable. And on the narrower question of being asked to address someone with gendered neutral pronouns, such as they, them, they were the poll was evenly divided. So people are kind of woke, Dom. Woke.
A little more here, Curtie. Let me jump in here. One of the poll's most striking findings, respondents were asked, which of these concerns you more about schools today? And given a choice of two statements, a whopping 61% were more concerned that some schools may ban books and censor topics that are educationally important, as opposed to 36% who are worried more that some schools may teach books and topics that some students or their parents feel are inappropriate or offensive. It is always unwise to take any single poll as gospel. That said, the NORC survey is worth paying attention to because it appears to confirm that what we see and hear all around us, attitudes and language evolves. Americans my age remember a time, for example, when the LGBT community was widely shunned and closeted. My grandchildren, when they reach voting age, will wonder why people ever thought that sexual orientation or gender identity was such a big deal. Does the new poll mean mega activists will stop hectoring school boards, yank classes such as Nobel laureate Toni Morrison's Beloved from library shelves? Sigh, probably not. It still shows a stark partisan divide. 75% of respondents who identified as Republican said we've gone too far in accepting transgender people, as opposed to just 15% of Democrats and 47% of independent voters. Majorities of Republicans also took the gone too far position on gay, lesbian, bisexual acceptance and on promoting diversity in businesses, schools, and universities versus minorities of Democrats and independents who hold those views. So there is an incentive for Republican politicians to keep hammering the wokeness issue in primary contests because that's what the GOP base wants to hear. But Democrats are offended by anti-woke messaging, according to the poll, and independents who decide our elections appear to be unmoved.
What do you think, Dom? Has wokeness won? Did wokeness win?
Again, I think I don't like the word because there is not a standard accepted definition of the word. I think if you asked a hardcore Republican or hardcore Democrat that perhaps they would come up with different definitions. So if acceptance and inclusion is woke, if that's the exception and that's how we're defining it here, it would make sense that more people are down. And I just don't, you know, the gone too far in accepting transgender people. I mean, literally, people, why do you care? You know what I mean? What? Who cares? Who cares? Literally, how does it affect you or your family in any way, shape, or form if someone else is transgender or not? If someone else is gay or not? How does that impact you? It does not.
Here are the issues that, you know, from the Wall Street Journal, let's not forget, they provided the funding, Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal. Some of the eye-popping numbers from their perspective. Patriotism since 1998. It's about the time I got out of the Army Reserves, Dom. From 1998 to 2023, patriotism went from 70% in terms of very important to them, what people, polled people, characterize. 70 to 61% in 2019. That was 4 years ago. Now it's 38%. Another issue that a lot of Christian conservatives are the Republican sorts, right? At least in voting preference. Religion, in terms of very important to people, 62% way back in 98, 48% in 19, 39% in 2023. These are shrinking electorates effectively. You know what I mean? they're much smaller than they used to be. The importance of these front and center wedge issues. Well, we're the real patriots. We embrace the flag. Hell, the former president nearly humped one on stage. They want to wrap themselves in the flag and patriotism. But guess what? When those issues don't have the resonance with the American people anymore, then you got to be anti-woke. You got nothing left to entice them. There's no more good ideas or anything that people want to embrace left with the Republican Party, according to this new polling funded by the Wall Street Journal.
I would suggest that perhaps because of the hardcore white Christian nationalist types that, you know, drape themselves in the flag and carry the Bible and claim that they're the true patriots, that turns other people off to the term. Do you want to be associated with the patriot movement? Do you want to be associated with the three percenters? You know what I'm saying? That when they kind of, when different organizations and cultures take over different words and have their own meanings to it, like if you don't fight for Trump, you're not a true patriot. You know what I mean? Well, guess what? I guess I'm not a true patriot because F that guy. So I think
reality. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Dom. They don't get the word patriot. You know what? I serve my freaking country. I am far more deserving of that title if I want to grab it, and I do. They don't get to take patriot. They don't get to wrap themselves in a flag lapel pin. What did Scott Walker ever do for this country other than fail in a presidential run? You know what I mean? There's no real patriots. There's a bunch of war hawks, but there's no real patriots that I see amongst these Republicans, so they don't get to take that word. And if they want to make the word woke derisive, they can make the term derisive. We both cringe from that word. I know we do. I know I do. I'll speak for myself. From the word woke, oh God, I hate that word. But the actual inclusiveness that seemingly represents, hell yeah, I'm down for that. Most of my friends are too. Certainly the vast majority of the people that listen to the greatest radio show ever. If you're not inclusive, you know, go listen to Vicky. 844-967-2789. Jeff from Madison. Are we too woke for you, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
Absolutely not. Hey, I want to know, why are we assuming that everybody's all butthurt about Miley? I mean, Dolly was a madam in Texas, and her...
best little whorehouse in Texas.
It was. So how do we know that they're not all butthurt about that? And then...
I would think, Jeff, if we're using Dolly Parton movies, they're far more butthurt, to use my former vernacular, your current vernacular, about Dolly Parton kidnapping Bill
in
9 to 5. They were standing up for women in the workplace. That was sort of a Me Too before Me Too, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, she poisoned him, or they thought that she poisoned him accidentally and kidnapped him. Yeah. So I don't want there to be hate on Miley.
Well, if you're going to hate on her because you don't like her music. But not because of the lyrics. I mean, Rainbow Land seems happy enough to me, right?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't get any happier than Rainbow Land.
I do not want to sing or be a part of or live in Rainbow Land, and you cannot make me. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. I can make you call. 844-967-2789. If you don't, you're not a true patriot.
Congratulations for staying awake all day.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 23. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 41 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for snow tomorrow night. Lows level off around 23. Overcast skies. Low 30s Wednesday with a chance for snow. Much warmer Thursday with highs in the low 40s and mixed precipitation. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 45.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Taking your calls at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I hate to do so. We should acknowledge there's been another mass shooting, this one in the Nashville area, apparently at a Christian school. And the unusual part, I would say the unusual part, the mass shooter was a woman. A 28-year-old woman shot and killed three children and three adult staff members at a school in Nashville, Tennessee on Monday before being killed by police. Authorities are continuing to investigate the shooting, which marks the 17th school shooting in the United States since the start of the year, according to a Washington Post analysis. The shooting occurred at the Covenant School, a private Christian school with grade levels from pre-K to grade six, totaling about 200 students. The suspect may have attended the school. Metro Nashville Police Chief John Drake said at a press conference Monday, the woman who opened fire at the Covenant School may have been a student there at some point. From my initial findings, at one point she was a student at the school. He added that he was unsure what year she may have attended, but said that she was a Nashville resident. He said that the car near the scene gave law enforcement clues into who she was. The woman whose name has yet to be released, although I think they were releasing the name this afternoon. I don't care if we get it out there or not, Dom. But at least it's unusual in that the shooter was a woman. 844-967-2789. Yes, I didn't mean to interrupt, Dom.
ABC News reporting the suspect, a 28-year-old from Nashville, later identified as Audrey Elizabeth Hale, was shot and killed by authorities in a locked area on the second floor of the school. Nashville Police Chief John Drake said the suspect was female and identified as transgender, but didn't immediately provide more details.
Oh, I can't wait till that hits Fox News tonight. Give them one more reason to be anti-woke.
I mean, if we're going to throw out the mass shootings, let's bring up, Milwaukee here. According to Elliot Hughes, this is from today. Five people were injured in a shooting outside a Northwest Side restaurant early Monday morning. The second apparent mass shooting in Milwaukee in a week. Police called to the Prime Social Restaurant and Bar on 76th Street at 1:30 in the morning. Five victims, all hospitalized with non-fatal injuries, were males between 25 and 44.
President Joe Biden, regarding the shooting in Nashville, said the shooting was sick and noted that it was a family's worst nightmare while reiterating his calls for gun reform and assault weapons ban. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone. Steve from Minneapolis, listening on KTNF. Welcome, Steve. What do you got for us?
Hi, Steve.
Hey, brothers. I want to talk about the word woke, but first I want to tell you where I actually live. I'm 2.5 blocks from George Floyd Square. Now, because my wife sings in a dance band, we do a lot of the outer ring suburbs, and people always want to tell me, what happened in my backyard. And I, as calmly as I can, explain, this is my backyard. I know who started the fires. I know who broke the windows. I know what happened. I knew the girl that took the video.
Were they community members, Steve, to your opinion? And some of this is in the public record, but when people say, it was people rioting for George Floyd, how do you respond to them, Steve? What's the reality?
Okay. So the first couple of days afterwards, we had meetings in our block every 6 hours to strategize, you know, because we were finding gasoline in the alleys and stuff like that. And a truck rolled up at one of our meetings. It's a brand new Ram with filthy Colorado plates. And these guys are all shaved heads, tatted out. And we just confronted them and said, who the hell are you? And they're like, oh, we're security for NBC. And we're like, oh, no, you're not. You know who you are. And I glance in the truck and there's guns on the floor and I'm going, oh man, we got some stuff going on here. But anyway, I, you know, the cops wouldn't come here anymore. And I was one of the guys that was out on the street at night, you know, we didn't carry guns or anything. We're just like helping anybody that was in trouble. But it just infuriates me when people tell me what happened here. And sorry, I lived it.
So now, what's your opinion of the word woke, Steve? I mean, that's the label, right?
Yes.
If you supported George Floyd, if you don't want to see people treated badly at the hands of police officers, then you're labeled as woke, and that's now a derisive term. You're woke. So how do you respond to wokeness, Steve?
Well, to begin with, the first time I heard the word was from Oprah Winfrey about 15 years ago. But I recently found out the original use of that word came from Lead Belly in 1938. Regarding the Scottsboro Boys, I don't know if you're familiar with that.
That I'm not.
But
I was going to blame it on Matt Flynn from about 1938, but please continue, Steve.
Yeah. Well, they were accused of raping a white woman. There were four young black guys and were summarily executed. She later recanted her story. But before they died, Lead Belly had gone to visit them in jail. And I guess it was like the 1938 version of MTV, you know, he's going to play this song. And he said that when you go down to that area as a black person, you best be woke. Meaning, watch your ass.
Good advice anywhere, anytime, Steve. Really, really appreciate your insights, man. We don't live in Minneapolis. We had Kyle Rittenhouse crossed the Wisconsin border, come to Wisconsin, and then claimed he feared for his life and killed a couple people and was exonerated in the criminal courts, but I think the civil courts are going to hammer his ass. Come back, lots of your phone calls, 844-967-2789, more Devils.
News and talk, up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News Now, I'm Derek Dennis. Police in Tennessee say a 28-year-old Nashville woman opened fire in a private Christian school, killing three adults and three children before police arrived and shot and killed her. ABC's Pierre Thomas says mass shootings in this country have reached epidemic proportions.
We're now seeing mass shootings defined as four more people shot and or killed in a single incident, now becoming a part of the national norm. So far this year, 3 months into the year, there have been 128 mass shootings. Same period this time last year, 112. So this is an ongoing issue. It's not only a law enforcement issue, it's becoming a public health issue because in one of the recent years, death by gunfire was the leading cause of death of young people in this country.
Police say they believe the shooter was a former student. In Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will pause his controversial plan to reform the judiciary, saying he wants to avoid civil war by making time to seek a compromise. This is ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Two questions about cash bail are on the ballot next week. The wording on the constitutional amendment questions causing confusion for some early voters. The first asks about setting conditions to protect the public from serious harm when releasing people before trial. The second asks if judges should be allowed to consider past convictions when setting bail. Groups speaking out against the amendment say they will disproportionately trap poor people behind bars. Republican sponsors say the amendments will protect the public. Both candidates for Green Bay's mayor say they've gotten threatening messages directed at their families. WPR reporting Wisconsin had the fourth most instances of threats or harassment toward election officials or poll workers in the country from January 2020 through September of 2022. Current Mayor Eric Gingrich and challenger Brown County Administration Director Chad Weininger will face off in the April 4th general election. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. Is that it? Your calls, welcome here, 844-967-2789. Polling tells us woke is winning, but of course, I read the headline nearly every day, and people are dying, and can't seem to move that needle, despite the overwhelming desire of the electorate to feel safe. But we can't seem to move that one either. Also, one other headline, Dom. The Trump grand jury, the Alvin Bragg grand jury in Manhattan, reconvened. You see who their witness was today?
David Pecker.
The unfortunately
guy.
The unfortunately named David Pecker. The head of the CEO of America Media Incorporated and a longtime Trump ally. He's the catch and kill guy, right? 844.
I thought Trump said that Bragg was going to drop the case. I guess maybe Trump lied again. Weird.
Why would anyone ever give any credibility, be it a prediction of his pending arrest or something else?
Crudy, let's get to some callers. 844-967-2789. Let's go to a recognizable source, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. And I looked up woke, and here's how Merriam-Webster defines it today, chiefly U.S. slang. Aware of and actively attentive to important societal facts and issues, especially issues of racial and social justice. Often used in contexts that suggest someone's expressed beliefs about such matters are not backed with genuine concern or action. Of course, the derisive way, fake woke, right? In a disapproving way, you look at this, a politically liberal, as in matters of racial and social justice, especially in a way that is considered unreasonable or extreme. So if Merriam-Webster is defining this as a derisive, as the Republicans, as the MAGA looks at it, apparently this is because if you're woke, you are considered unreasonable or extreme. But I also prefer the original one, that you are attentive and aware of important societal facts and issues, especially regarding racial and social justice. Merriam-Webster, let's go with that definition.
I'm going to go to L.A. Tom, our friend on the woke leftist coast. Tom, you got two of my kids this week. I got Karsten on the coast visiting Kelsey kid.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, guys, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, I think the reason why they're using this word woke is because, once again, the Republicans try to jump on something before it comes out. And honestly, they don't want people to be woke. They don't want people to be attentive. They don't want the billionaire class does not want for we the people to be awake and actually seeing the scam that actually is going on in this country. And so therefore, they go and take the word woke and put it on offense. So therefore they think that people on the left are not even gonna, or just general people are not going to start using that word.
But Tom, don't you
start using that word in a larger context and start actually saying what it really is.
But the anti-woke, the Ron DeSantis's of Florida, much like Scott Walker here in the state of Wisconsin, wanted so desperately to be that conservative, right? Wants to be the presidential nominee of the Republican Party. But the Republican Party is making itself nearly unelectable. If it wasn't Donald Trump, these anti-quote-unquote woke policies of Ron DeSantis, they're entirely unpopular outside of the small GOP base, Tom. But that's who they're pandering to.
Oh, I completely agree with you. But the thing is, the billionaire class who's running this country right now, who I think we should be having a class war with, to tell you the truth, because their group of people have actually won the war, that we have got to figure out a way to actually wake up and wake up the people that are around us and use the word woke the proper way that it's actually supposed to be used, and the way that the word has been traditionally used, you know, for eons. And we need to stop allowing them to define language. And we need to define the language. I mean, it's very, very simple. Woke is a verb.
But Tom, can't we? I don't disagree with any of your assessment there. But here's what I would say. Rather than trying to reappropriate the word woke and somehow make it palatable to the greater electorate, why don't we just start fresh? Why don't we pick a new word? It means the same thing. How about just humanist or something of that sort, Tom? Can't we just be humanist?
I think we go on offense with the word woke, and we go by what, I mean, woke is, like I said, if you're waking up, if you're getting a glass of, you know, or when I think of woke, I think of a person that actually did that ice challenge thing where all of a sudden the water got poured on them and they woke up and they realized that money and politics was actually the real root of the problem with all of this. And I hope people wake up. I hope everyone wakes up and realizes, even on the conservative side, don't be afraid of the real word woke, conservatives, because you better all wake up. Otherwise, we'll continue to have this.
I'm sorry, Tom. I actually would have hit a cough button. I was about to cough on you, and I don't know why I thought I should cut you off. I'll look out for Kelsey and Karsten while he's out there. I don't think we can win that battle
now because cancel culture didn't, you know, it's not hitting as much as it used to. They're just on to the next thing, man.
844-967-2789. Randall from Portage, welcome.
Hi, Randall.
Hey. Hi, Devils. A long-time listener. First-time caller. I heard you guys back during the uprising when you first started out.
Well, thank you, Randall. Appreciate it.
With regard to rainbows, I think we need to have, like any war, we need to have terms of engagement with the Republican Party. It seems like who else but the Republican Party could weaponize rainbows? So they weaponized rainbows, and a large faction of the people weaponizing rainbows are, well, evangelical Christians, and the first reference to rainbows is it's a covenant between God and man that he would not destroy the world again with a flood. Now, how can a good Christian look at a rainbow and say it's a bad thing?
That's
I'm confused. That's
an excellent biblical reference,
that's a
Randall.
Great question, Randall. Crudy?
First call ever, Randall, and you've stumped the panel. Like, I've got no response, though. No, that seems like a great way to take the conversation biblically. I always love throwing the Bible back in their face, right?
They respond to that.
Yes, I concur, because I've got no better answer.
Well, April I got 4th. One here. A buddy Haas emailed today. There's 33 Bible verses about rainbows in the Holy Book, according to our buddy Haas, and I believe him because he has credibility.
Why are there so many psalms about rainbows?
I mean, and Kermit. Oh my, 844-967-2789. Let's keep going on the phones. Who's next? I believe the most patient caller has been Jim from Appletown. Hey, Jim, welcome. What do you got for
hey,
us?
Hey, Jim.
Hi, guys. How are we doing tonight?
Excellent.
Thank you.
I can't argue with the last caller about rainbows. I think he put that perfectly. But I want to go back a little farther to the shooter. I feel bad for all the people that died. But it was a religious school. Having been a survivor of a religious school, I got to wonder what pushed her over the edge to take out other students.
And it's, Jim, there's a long way to leap from here, but the initial reports are that she was transgender, and one must wonder how inclusive this Christian elementary school would have been to a young transgender woman of, let's say, fifth grade age. You know what I mean? I don't think it was embracing of her.
No, it wouldn't have been. It wouldn't have been at all.
Now, I that's certainly not a justifiable motive. Never is. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't care if it was bullying, ostracization, whatever it is. That never justifies going into a school and killing 9-year-olds. But, Jim, I would wonder if that... apparently there was a quote-unquote manifesto written, so I think we'll understand the motives better in the short run.
Well, I hope there was a manifesto written, and as I said earlier, why the students and not the administration?
Well, it was 3 adults and 3 children, and then the police dispatched, meaning they killed the shooter in this case. The man, I don't even like talking about it. I'm sorry. 844-967-2789. Bill from Madison. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Hi. I you guys are killing it as always. That's a terrible pun. I also wanted to comment on the shooter. Don't know if you guys have put this information together or not yet, but about 3 weeks ago, Rachel Maddow did a little expose on a freshman representative in the House, this Andy Ogles, I think is his name. People are calling him like the new George Santos because he's been, stretching the truth about his qualifications and his experience. He keeps calling himself a economist, and he doesn't have any training or degree in economics, and he claims he graduated from all different kinds of places, which he didn't do. They did a little research and found that he took one economics course at a community college and got a C. He has a degree in liberal arts or something, not business administration or anything that might give him some insight. Well, turns out what's his area? What place does he represent? It's Nashville. And not only that, he sent out a Christmas card with his family this year. Everybody's holding assault rifles, even the kids.
Yeah, Bill, I saw some of that on the social medias today. I believe the youngest of perhaps a family of five, maybe six, the very youngest was holding a book. She looked to be about maybe 4 or 5 years old. But yes, I saw that picture. Everybody's holding a gun because, you know, why not? It's Christmas. What kind of gun would Jesus hold? Thanks for the call, 844-967-2789. Catherine from Madison, Europe. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got for us?
Hey, Catherine.
Hi. I was calling because my daughter actually lives in Nashville, and my granddaughter was in high school when this happened. And so it was really disturbing to them. And I just wanted to remind everyone that there are all these people that are suffering terribly, but there's a lot of collateral damage to the community. You know, people are all reminded of sudden deaths of their children or things, and it's just crazy. But I was calling about what the previous caller actually said, that this congressman did send out a Christmas card with a picture, and one of the people in the picture was a young woman, one of his daughters, holding a huge rifle. So, you know, that's what's going on there. But, anyway, that's what I was calling about, and it's just going to happen more and more, and we find it getting closer and closer to home. My brother-in-law almost went to the 4th of July thing in Highland Park in Illinois, that parade, yeah. And they just didn't go at the last minute, but they were planning to go, you know, so it's so common. It's really touching all of us, if not directly, indirectly, too, so.
Well, you know, statistically, Catherine, I'm sorry to cut you off here. We got to hit a brick. Statistically, you know, if we wait long enough, it'll be impact everyone personally. So maybe then we'll do something about it. I did see or hear on, I think it was MSNBC, one of the cable channels, a lady who was from Highland Park, Illinois, who was at that, you know, survivor of that mass shooting down in Nashville on vacation with some of her family. Also now, of course, being very close to that shooting, was there talking to some of the press as well. I mean, as mentioned, of course, there was a mass shooting, two mass shootings, I believe, here in the Milwaukee area. I mean, come on. I mean, we can't do mass shooting shows every day because they happen every single day. We would literally talk about nothing else. When you kill the 9-year-olds, you know, that's something. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 23. Southerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 41. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Chance for snow tomorrow night. Lows level off around 23. Overcast skies. Low 30s Wednesday with a chance for snow. Much warmer Thursday with highs in the low 40s and mixed precipitation. About an inch of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 45.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789.
Let's go to them. Terry from Minneapolis, perhaps listening on AM 950 KTNF. Terry, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Terry.
Well, thanks, guys. Listen, first of all, I want to say you guys, I am a longtime listener. I listen to you every day, and you make truth and facts fun to listen to.
Well, thank you. Thanks. No greater compliment other than sexy. We are sexy.
Well, okay, you're sexy too. So
anyway. All right.
Anyway, what I wanted to ask you is, now I graduated from the University of Minnesota several years ago with a political science degree and a minor in history. And from my understanding, when Hitler took power in 1933, he was in the Nationalist Party. Now, my question is, you get these people calling them Christian nationalists. How can you be a nationalist, which was in that realm, was a Nazi, and be a Christian at the same time? I can't believe I'm a Christian. I'm a gay Christian. I'll tell you that right now. But I can't understand how some people can call themselves a Christian nationalist. To me, they're calling themselves Christian Nazis, unless I'm misunderstanding that. Could you clarify that for me?
Well, very few, I think, probably mean to wrap themselves in the KKK cloak or the white nationalist cloak. But that doesn't mean that they don't have these beliefs in place and that they're not joining up militias and things of the sort, Terry, and marching in the streets. Do you see that Donald Trump went to Waco, Texas, the site of the whole Branch Davidian thing under Janet Reno many years ago, and was playing video at the rally of the January 6th, putting it in a positive light, like, here's what you could do.
Well, I mean, all he had to do is go to Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson did a pretty nice job of putting it into a positive light.
Well, I think inspiring it in real time. And the only sort of, it's not a parallel. The only line I can draw from Christianity to Donald Trump is he's somehow God's broken white Christian nationalist vessel. You know, he hates all the right people that they hate, so God must love him.
Well, I think, my personal opinion, I personally think God is disgusted with him, but, you know, that's just me. But anyway, guys, thanks for your time. You do a great show. I listen to you every day, and I try to talk to all the people I know and to listen to you, because you're great.
Terry, really appreciate that. And don't forget sexy.
I appreciate it, Terry. The Trump Davidians, man. I saw that as a headline on the Drudge Report today, the Trump Davidians. Let me just throw this one out there, and I don't mean to insult those of the who were faithful. If you're faithful, that's fine. But I think there is a certain sentiment among the faithful, if you're a believer, to fall for this kind of stuff. I don't know how else to put it. You know what I'm saying? I don't see a lot of, you know, atheists or those that are not Christians thinking that somehow, you know, God is or Trump is somehow, you know, God's chosen vessel for the white nationalists. I think there is that mindset. It's very malleable. There's a reason why the preachers on Sundays have always made all sorts of money telling you to give them money. And what does Trump do when he said he was going to get arrested? You got $1.5 million in like the first week. So I think there's a mindset. Curdy, I don't mean to insult, but that's my opinion.
I think you just called me sheeple.
I think you have to have an open mind to that kind of thing. I don't buy it at all, so I'm not fixed by it.
I have a quick thought on this topic. As someone who has some modicum of faith, and it's not a perfect walk Far from. You know me.
Yeah, right.
But here's what I would say. First and foremost, faith requires the setting aside of logic for a moment. And I know that's foreign to you. Why would one turn off one's logical brain and ever trust a feeling over logic? But that's effectively what faith is. It's setting aside a certain aspect of logic. When I actually, as a grown man, made a conscious thought process to, you know, find God, if you will, in part, it was because a minister had brought me to part of the Bible, Corinthians. You know, you can't think your way to God. You can't, whatever. It is an act of faith. So if the implication is that people of faith are willing to set aside, quote unquote, what, you know, the news reports tell them, because they are motivated by what God tells them, what the Bible tells them. They're not looking for an external other than God sort of reinforcement. They believe that they're following God's will. So that takes an act of faith. You got to believe the guy exists in the first place. So yes, there is, it's kind of like going to the movies. You got to have a certain sense of setting aside your disbelief for a moment.
Yeah, but the popcorn tastes a whole lot better than that dry-ass wafer, man.
Body of Christ. You ever watch Miss Maisel?
Yes, I have. Very entertaining.
The guy, the actor that plays the father of Mrs. Maisel, who is Jewish, as this particular casting would have him in this show, fell upon, you know, walked into a church trying to avoid something, and there's a line of people, didn't realize he was in the communion line. Walked up to the front, kneeled down. The priest gave him the wafer, and he held on to it for days. He was, you know, as a practicing Jewish man, he was completely struck by what do you do with the body of Christ? You can't throw it down the garbage disposal, right? It's the body of Christ. So, anyways, body of Christ.
That's the guy from Wings, right?
And Monk. 844.
And Monk, yeah, totally. 968. Awesome. Awesome actor.
2789. Wisco Paul, a man of some faith. You believe the beer is going to be cold and it'll taste good.
Hey, Paulie. For us?
Hey, great show today. Yes, I do believe that, especially a spotted cow. But I'll make this quick. If you're still
beer.
On board with the, right? If you're still on board after Waco with the orange guy, I seriously think you need some help, because if Waco didn't end all your belief in that man, I don't know what would, because that was some serious.
Now, are we talking about Trump or David Koresh at this point?
Either, but I'm talking about Trump. Trump. That was some serious bad stuff he did on this weekend, in my opinion. So I don't know how you could be on board after that, but I guess stranger things have happened. So, hey, great show again today. I love listening to you guys because you're funny and entertaining.
And
don't
sexy, Paul.
Sexy.
Appreciate it, fella. Why do people always leave out the sex?
I don't know. We'll have to remind them. Woke and sexy AF, baby. That's how we roll.
Looking forward to a funny AF sort of evening. Charlie Behrens at the Cripes Cast at the Comedy on State. I'll be there for the live taping. If you want free tickets, make sure you say hi to yours truly. I'll be in the back. Find me near the bar. I'll be holding it up. Stick around. We got some fine programming left tonight on Civic Media. The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson at 7. Native Roots Radio. In the meantime, keep it locked. Civic Media.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child.
it'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.